I certainly feel that the assurances given by Minister English to the affected families and the public representatives that were present back in December in Carndonagh, I certainly feel following our meeting that he intends to honour the commitments that he gave, and that being finding a definitive solution for the families who have been devastated here in Donegal. He did convey and accept the frustration in terms of the delays in the National Standards Authority of Ireland. They have a committee to put together protocols that would be the framework in which qualified engineers would assess the damage done to homes and the remedial actions that we required. That has taken a bit longer than we all would have hoped, but when that is hopefully now published in the month of May, it then would go to what would be a fast-tracked public consultation process, and the Minister has assured us that despite those delays, he's been working on the various legal issues that would have to be resolved, and then you get to the point where we all would want to see a redress scheme announced this summer.
Following what seems to have been a positive meeting, it is now about the Minister reassuring the homeowners affected by the defective block issue that work is ongoing and that they haven't been forgotten about.
It's so important, and that's why the MICA Action Group have led the campaign in Donegal, representing the affected families. All public representatives in Donegal have supported them and backed them 100%. That's been really crucial. So the thing for me is that the Minister has again assured us that he is committed to a solution similar to the solution for the families affected by pyrite in Dublin and North Leinster. And that's crucial for us, that the families that will be listening in will be assured again by the Minister that there's going to be a solution for them in the near future. The various hurdles are, according to the Minister, almost cleared. And then we get to the stage then where we need to make people's homes safe and let them get on with their lives and move forward.